you certainly know about COVID-19, and by now you've heard of creeping concerns about monkeypox, and we're also learning more about another rare illness. The CDC is warning parents about a so far unexplained outbreak of hepatitis that's infecting otherwise healthy children and infants. So far, more than 600 cases have been reported worldwide, the lion's share in the UK, and here in the US, where there have been about 180 cases. Most of the kids are recovering, though some have required liver transplants, and terribly, at least six in this country have died. So what's going on? Let's bring in Dr. William Balestrieri, founder of the Pediatric Liver Care Center at Cincinnati Children's Hospital. Doctor, can you just start with, what is hepatitis?
Well, first of all, thank you for shedding light on this. Hepatitis, simply defined, is an inflammation or injury to liver cells, and it could be due to viruses or toxins, drugs, Tylenol, for example. So there are multiple causes.
And you've been treating some of these kids. What does it look like? What are the symptoms? What are you seeing?
This is something that we've seen for many, many years, in which a child will come in with a presumed viral infection. They have had respiratory symptoms, gastrointestinal symptoms, and then the sudden onset of yellow eyes, yellow skin, dark urine, and that would bring them to our attention.
Yeah. And by the way, is this hepatitis C? Because everybody probably knows an adult who's gotten that. Yeah. Is this the same?
No, not at all. And we know, well, certainly hepatitis C is endemic in this area and many parts of the United States. And this is not the typical clinical presentation. And all of these children, by definition, have been screened for not only hepatitis C, but the entire alphabet that we know of.
Yeah. So we're reading that the kids in the first reported cluster of nine cases from Alabama also tested positive for something called an adenovirus. Others have as well, outside that group. So what is that, and what does that tell you? Is this contagious? What are you learning from that?
Well, indeed, some cases in the Alabama study and in the United Kingdom study have certainly tested positive for adenovirus. Adenovirus is an extremely common virus. It's sometimes seasonal. We've known about it for years. The cases that were tested may be a little bit different strain of the adenovirus. But for adenovirus to typically cause hepatitis would be quite unusual.
So what do you think is going on? Could COVID-19 somehow have a role in these infections?
Well, that's a great question. We don't know what's going on, and you're right. The media has reported this as mysterious, puzzling, unusual, unknown. But as I mentioned, we've seen cases like this for many, many years. So the only thing new is this spate of cases.
Mm-hmm.
So my questions are, is this really a new virus? You've mentioned two that we're dealing with in the past couple of years, SARS-CoV-2 and now monkeypox. Or is it a new manifestation of an old virus like adenovirus, perhaps with a mutation? We've learned about mutations over the last year. Is it a new interaction or a synergy with, say, COVID or the sequelae of COVID? Or is it simply a new awareness? I had a child referred to me a couple of months ago, and it was a child with a flu-like illness. The pediatrician decided to measure liver enzymes because of the reports, and they were obviously quite high. The child was sent to me, and he looked great when he came to my clinic. So I asked the pediatrician, would you have measured liver enzymes on a child like this a year ago? And he admitted, frankly, no. So I think new awareness clearly plays a role.
What about the notion that, like most of us, kids have been masking and social distancing? Do they have weaker immune systems?
Well, it's certainly one of the theories, and that is that either because of the COVID-related mitigation, that these children have not been exposed to the typical childhood viruses, of which adenovirus would be considered in that category. That certainly is a possibility.
Okay, so what should parents do if they have someone who just has flu symptoms? And should they tell their doctor, test their liver enzymes? I mean, what should parents do?
First and foremost, I don't think there's any need for parents to panic, because the severe cases, this is quite rare, quite uncommon. Mm-hmm. There's no question some cases have reached the point where they need to come to see a liver specialist, but that's a small percentage. So what should they do in the meanwhile? And I love the awareness that's been brought to this, is that if a child who has a typical flu-like illness should develop jaundice, yellow discoloration of the eyes or skin, prompt evaluation should be asked for. And as I mentioned, our primary care physicians and nurses are really attuned to this. So I think that's the good news about all of this.
Yeah. Dr. William Balestrari, founder of the Pediatric Liver Care Center at Cincinnati Children's Hospital. Thank you so much, doctor.
And thank you for bringing attention to this.